The following is a shiur for the catching up halachas, which we haven't covered, and starting for Simon Tov Resh Mem Tess in the traditions of the Mishnah Berurah, it's page 238. Dvorim apostlim ba'abo aminim, the dvorim which invalidate the taking of all the four, all abaminim. So these are generic psolim, as opposed to specific to the esek, the lulav, etc. These are generic and general invalidations. Kol abor minim psulim begozlo v'gonuv, all the abor minim become possul if they are gozul v'gonuv, they are stolen. Stolen abor minim are possul. Bin kneyush, bin le'achayush, whether the former and real owner was me'ash, has given up on them, or bin le'achayush, or whether he has given up or he's not given up, either way, the abor minim are possible. Avol gozol v'konoi b'loy siyua mitzvah. But if the thief, the gazlan, he did a gzela and he was koinate afterwards, b'loy siyua mitzvah, disrespective of the actual mitzvah, kugon, such as gozol lulav v'shipo, he stole the lulav v'shipo, and then he completed it. The lulav was not completely ready for use. It wasn't fully ready to shake. It wasn't ready to use for the mitzvah. So what he did is that he stole it in an unready situation, and he prepared it for the mitzvah. V'shipo kosher, then they would be kosher. The kanya b'shinu ma'aseh, because there's a rule in Choshen Mishpat that if a person is completes and finishes the product, then he's coined it. He acquires it b'shinu ma'aseh by having finished the product. The finishing of a particular product that itself is a kinyan, and that would apply here as well. If he finishes and completes the lulav and makes it ready for use, miu. However, lo yivoychol of still can make a bracha on this item because after all it's stolen. V'yesh mishu oymed al nifsal begozel v'konuf. Some say that if it's gozel and gonuf, if it's a stolen lulav or a stolen esek, it doesn't become possible. Leganav v'gazel atzma, that would only be the case with regards to, that only applies to the ganav and the gazel himself. Avol, however, l'acherim, if the person who stole it, he passes on with permission of the he passes it on to a third person, and the third person is not ganav or gazlan in his own right, he just received it from him, then b'shayomim on the other days it would be kosher. Chutz miyamrishim, besides the first day. Therefore, one has to be very careful. A person should not cut. A yid should not cut himself. Any of the abominim, he should not cut himself. Go to the fields and cut himself. The lulav, the esek, etc. The kaka and nixelis, because fields cannot be kaka and nixelis. V'stam akum goes the kaka, and it could very well be that if you go to a random field, perhaps this field is a stolen field. The owner doesn't allow this. Perhaps the real owner, he may not allow for the lulav, for the esek, etc., to be cut, and he may not allow for this. And v'stam akum goes lekakein v'yover b'gzel liyodoin. Even if the person who is now hanging around the field, he gives you permission. Yeah, just take it, no problem. But it could be that the real owner, he doesn't allow for that. So you have over here a problem that kaka and nixelis, and therefore the abominim would be that are taken out despite the apparent permission of the current owner, but it's still also because it's still considered gozol. The goy can cut it off and pass it on. That would be okay because that would be a kinyan. Doesn't make a difference if it's Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laaretz. Lulav she'ogdei akum v'asoi kasher k'moy sukas akum. If the goy, however, if he is ma'aged, he puts them together, the lulav, then that's kosher. That wouldn't be a problem. Mishnu does point out, very important, in Kot Yudalet, that when it comes to the igud, to making what we call the eged, so the Ramon teaches us now that it's okay if the goy does it. So that's what we use now, the koshikol, and we put the shlosh minim in there, in the sleeves, then this holder, then he says that the goy can do that. The goy can be ma'aged, despite the fact that the eged is considered a mitzvah, to put all the three meaning to put them together is considered a mitzvah. Nevertheless, if the goy does it, that's okay. Importantly, the Mishnah Berurah tells us as follows. So, Chilam Afrika, the Chatkhil Mitzvah Logdo, Mishum Noy Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to be Magate and combined with three minim. Mikomakam nevertheless, Kosher of the Akum, it's okay if a Goy does it. However, I'm Moganavom, the Dad to the Chatkhil Reagdenu. Moganavom said the Chatkhil, a Goy shouldn't do it, rather a Yid should do it. Why? The culture ain't a Mikhuyev Bedovo, ain't a Rashel Esaknoi. That the Goy is not, obviously not instructed, not Mitzvah, to do the Abba Minim, so therefore, he's not the best person, he's not best placed to put them all together. And for that reason also, the woman shouldn't be, she's not mitzvah, she doesn't have a mitzvah on Abba Minim, therefore, she shouldn't be the one who puts the three Minim together. So therefore, a woman should not place the Adasim and the Arovas and the Lulav into the Aged. The Sharetzin in the bottom says, that could be that child, therefore, should also not do that. And that's important if you purchase the Abba Minim. It's very normal, it's very common that the, if you buy an Abba Minim shop, that younger boys will be instructed, and their job is to bind, what we call binding the lulav. And according to the Sharetzin in the bottom, it's much better if a child doesn't do that. It shouldn't be a boy doing it on the bar mitzvah, rather it should be a over bar mitzvah to do that, because again, the rule is that whoever's not mitzvah in it shouldn't be the one doing the eged. Siv beis v'chein shol b'yom rishon, even a borrowed dalet minim is v'chein shol b'yom rishon mishum to be inon lachem, even a borrowed item shouldn't be used, because abba minim should be says lachem, should be yours, and therefore if it's not, if it's borrowed, it's not really yours. And therefore should be avoided. You can't use a borrowed dalet minim. In other words, you refrain from, you make a neder not to have any benefit from abba minim, from your own. You make a neder, I'm not using that lulav, I'm not using yenim, that person's esrei, etc. You make a neder, a halachic binding promise. You can't use it on the first day, because that's not good to lachem, because you're moider hano. Siv gimel. In the second line of page 240, if it's abba minim which of a city which is which has to be burnt out because they are over the avodah zorah, if it was idol, it was served as an idol, the rule of tree was worshipped. That would be with regards to the first day, but other days you don't need lachem, and therefore it's okay. That's only if he wasn't intending to be zoicha in it. But if he had no intention to be, but if he had intention to be zoicha, before the bittul halachic bittul, but if it's bittul biad akum, but if it's bit will be done through the goy. Afun mechav neskoyz by achkach yoytze b'diavet would be yoytze then. Siv dalat ganoyz atzeirim shel oivdei kuchovim tza. Ganoyz atzeirim is a field, rather gardens, which belong to oivdei avodah zorah, to idol worshippers, but it's not used for the actual avodah zorah. They belong to those kinds of properties, gardens. These are fields and areas, gardens which belong to tiflus mutalitoil misham. You'll have to take a lulav from there. Osha minim, in fact, also the other species lemitzvah even for to use for the abba minim. That's okay to use that. Even if it's actually planted and it grows in front of the avodah zorah in that particular garden or field, it's okay. Calls manch einovdin einon, as long as it's not worshipped. The actual tree where the esser grows is not worshipped. So if it belongs to a property, it belongs to a area which is part of an establishment of avodah zorah, that itself doesn't validate it, as long as the actual tree where the esser grows, or the lulav grows, the actual tree is not being worshipped. Any psulim that we've discussed previously over the previous simonim, whenever they are posul, they are invalid, and you can't use them b'nei mumin because of blemishes, shibianu, which have been discussed earlier, or because it was stolen, that only applies because of the first day of Yom Tov, and in fact, second day for us as well, in Chutz La'aretz. Hakol kosher, everything is kosher. These would not be invalidations on the second days. V'yesh poslim begozel kol shiva yomim. There are those who invalidate the stolen esek for all the 7 days. Hachinok, and that's generally the minik. Avol shol, but if it's a borrowed item, yotze boy, you'd be yotze on the second days, or rather, to be more specific, on chol hamoed. Umotalito lulav shel chaver beloidas. Chavera, you're allowed to take an abominim from a person without his knowledge. You're allowed to take it. B'shayom d'nichle le'inish l'imav mitzvah b'moynei, because a person generally is happy that the person that somebody else uses his possessions for mitzvah. The person doesn't mind. Mishnah points out that's only as long as you're going to be extremely careful with it, that you're not going to break it and damage it. So nichle le'inish l'imav mitzvah b'moynei. We've learned this also with regard to tzitzis and tefillin. Person is happy for somebody else to use it, but the Mishnah also points out that's only for one short shake, and also if a person is known to be makbid and be very sensitive to his items, then you can't use that. But as a general rule, you can assume that a person is happy for you to use his abominim. Now, with regards to chasa, kosher b'shayomim, if the esek is missing, is chasa, there's a significant scratch or something of those lines, something missing in the esek, that's kosher on the other days. V'nital pitmose, uktze dinu k'chasa, if the pitim is missing, or the uktz, the bottom bit, that's considered chasa, v'kosher miyam rishon ve'elech, and that would be kosher after the first days. Miu inikvo achborim, but if the mice ate a bit of the esek, then you shouldn't use it on the other days because that's considered most. It's disrespectful. If a mouse ate part of the esek, that's disrespectful. And it's true that chosah generally is okay after the first days, but this is over here is worse because the mice have eaten of it, and that's got an element of disrespect. Until you have removed that any signs and evidence of mice eating it. But if it's dry, or imenuma, or it's spotted, shepasul kol shiva yomim, that would be possible all 7 days. Afim chota chayevshus and imapasul, even if you cut off the dry area or the spots, it's still possible kol shiva all the 7 days. Because it is intrinsically it's still a possible and invalid esek. You are allowed to make a tnai on the esek, you must know on the esek she kulo elyoim rishon v'she'enu bodil menu kol ben ha'shmoshes shaliel she'eni ve'elech umutar l'chadchil lechol menu b'yom she'eni ve'elech. You could really make a tnai and say that you want to eat it on the second day, you could do that. Ve'elech lotzis b'idei mitzvah imanesha, you could do that. Eloshinu nebikim betnoim, but we generally, as we discussed earlier, we are not experts in tnoim, and therefore you should avoid from making such a tnai, and therefore don't eat the esek on the second day. Not anybody's particularly keen on doing so, but just if somebody has a sudden desire to eat the esek, so the mice say you can't eat it because we're not bekin in tnoim. If the esek is possible because of rules of avodah zarah, or mipnei she'os esek also b'achilo, because it's generally also b'achilo, you cannot eat that esek. Then, or because it's not really the species, it's not the right type. Or shem chaserim hashem, or it's lacking the shit, it's too small, much too small. Whether on the first days or the days, it's possible. The chazos is possible, it's called shivas yomim, or if it's a chazos, that would also be possible all 7 days. Those of us who keep 2 days yom tov, psulim rishon hotlim b'sheni, avibruchelam v'achinon, in principle, you can use this esek on the second day, but you don't make a bracha, v'meish lechaver lulav v'esek kosher, v'yivach shelchaver midat, and rather you should use somebody else's esek. So in other words, ideally we use the same rules of this first day yom tov, we also applied on the second day yom tov, in chutz laretz. Just want to point out that it's interesting halacha that so everything which is also b'achira, which you cannot eat, will also be that esek will be reflected not only on the first day but all the days. And esek which is also to eat, you cannot use any day. And Mishnah points out that's also if the laws of Tumas and Maaseh have been taken, that would apply as well. That's why it's important that it's another reason why Hashkochas on Esoigim are crucial, because that will ensure that Tumas and Maaseh have been taken of the Esoigim. If Maaser has not been taken, then the Esek will be also on the first day and other days as well. Sevav b'shas adchak, if in extreme circumstances, she'enim tzakosha, you cannot find any Esek, so that was very common in previous generations. Kol apsulim noten and mevachim, then you can take abominim. If you cannot find any Esek, any nulav, there's nothing in town, you could take even a apostle Esek, however you don't make a brocha. Some allow the old lulav, a dry lulav, even to make a brach. If you can't find this year's lulav, and there's no other lulav in town, there's no mamash, no lulav in town, you can take a dry lulav, shake it, but don't make a brach. The meaning is to use old lulavim, yveshim, dry lulavim, and make a brach on them. But as long as you've got a filu bedika achim lachim, and the Ramos says, even if there is perhaps another one around, then you could. You could use a dry lulav. Aval b'shar minim eini nekochi, but that's only with regards to lulav, not with regards to the other minim. V'yesh mekil nafilu b'adas yovesh, some are even making it with adasim yoveshim. Yesh lisim b'chalei b'shar zchak, if there's no other possibility, then you can be lenient. And I say again, the halacha is, if you've got a yovesh, if it's really, really dry, and there's no other lulav in town, you can use that lulav, that's only if b'shas adchak, if there's nothing else available. Otherwise, you've got to make sure that the lulav is not dry. Afagav the chosse kosher b'shar yomim, despite the fact that chosse is kosher the other days. Excuse me. Ein lachtoch esrig l'shnayim. Do not be tempted to cut the esrig into two or three pieces. Lechalko letzis boy afilu b'shas adchak to divide into a few people. You know, instead you buy 150-pound esrig, you say, why don't you split it into four? Or six, that doesn't work. It's true that chosse is kosher, but not to such an extent. The dafke chosse v'nisha ikikaim, you've got to have the majority of the esek which is there to be kosher. But if the majority, if you've cut off the esek in such pieces, it looks so significantly different, obviously, and that would be possible. Aval chi agavna miki chatichas esek v'lo esek, that would be considered a piece of an esek and not an esek, and surely one cannot be yotzi with that. Kol zin inim levorich cholov, that's with regards to the bracha, v'lo ibracha yochel little levorich absolutely levorich chalem. But if there's no alternative, you can take, as we said, a posel esek and not make a brach on it, if there is no other esek in town.